Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Earlier this year, one of our Possibly reporters, Will Malloy, visited a local farm, and he was surprised to learn that those farmers weren't harvesting as much maple syrup as they have in the past. He was curious if climate change had anything to do with it, so he joined up with reporter Grace Samaha to find out. Hi, Will and Grace.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
We started our journey by chatting with Andrali Horn.
And I'm the owner of Open Farms Retreat here in Cumberland, Rhode Island.
When we visited Andrali, it was mid-March, and he had just started his spring season by tapping maple trees. As a farmer in southern New England, he taps maple trees every year, collecting sap to make into maple syrup. At his home on the farm, he shared a little bit of that sweetness with me.
All right, I'm going to give you some from a jar that we made. This was made on March the 10th. I say it's some of the nicest maple syrup that's around just because I made it myself. What do you think?
It's delicious. I only sampled a spoonful of Andrali's maple syrup, but it takes a lot of effort to even make that much.
Like how much?
As a general rule of thumb, you have to collect about 40 gallons of sap from a maple tree to make just 1 gallon of maple syrup.
And once you've collected all that sap, you've got to boil it for hours to evaporate off the water and concentrate it down into a sweet syrup.
You can see why maple syrup is so expensive, because it does take a lot of effort to evaporate that amount of water off the sap to be able to get down to syrup.
Wow, it sounds like maple syrup is actually really hard to make. Does Andrali just spend his whole year tapping trees and boiling syrup?
Well, that does sound like fun. He really only taps trees for a couple of weeks a year.
You see, the sap in maple trees isn't just flowing all the time, ready to be collected and boiled down for our pancake-eating pleasure. There need to be a very specific set of conditions.
The temperatures need to be in the 20s at night and 40s during the day.
Historically, this happens in southern New England around March.
If you don't get that temperature fluctuation from the 20s to the 40s, you don't get the right pressure changes inside the tree to make the sap flow out.
Andrali says this winter has been especially odd in northern Rhode Island, switching between very cold temperatures and very warm, never quite settling into that regular 20s, 40s fluctuation.
And because of that, Andrali collected less sap and made less syrup than any other year he's tapped trees.
The weather wasn't right, so I say I got about 70 gallons of sap. There's been times when I've boiled over 300 gallons.
Andrali says that this winter might be particularly weird, but it's also part of a troubling trend.
And so mapling may not be around in this part for a long time. But I can't predict the future, but I don't think it's going to stay the same.
Not stay the same? What does that mean?
Well, if winters continue to heat up, it will get harder and harder to collect sap and make maple syrup, at least around here.
By 2100, the range of sap-producing sugar maples may move north by up to 250 miles.
So should I start stocking up now?
I wouldn't encourage you to start hoarding maple syrup. It's probably better to focus your energy on slowing down climate change.
Great. Thanks, Will and Grace. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of The Publics Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.